If he's contributed, he's going to play probably 1,000 plays, somewhere in that neighborhood, 900 up. So that's a lot of plays. So it's a big difference if he's playing 400 of them at a high level of competitiveness, or whether he's playing, say, 900 at a high level. That's 500 plays. That's 7 or 8 games. Have you ever targeted a player in the offseason for the intangible ability of toughness that they can bring here to your organization on top of the pure football ability they possess? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, look, if you want a tough team, you get tough players. If you want a fast team, you get fast players. If you want a big team, you get big players. If you want a quick team, you get quick players. It's hard to get all of those. Those guys go in the top 5 picks of the draft. After that, you decide what you want. If you want tall, long guys, then you go get them. If you want tough guys, maybe they're not tall and long, but they're tough. If you want fast guys, you go get fast guys. Maybe they're not tough, but they're fast. Maybe they're not tall, but you get what you want. Sure, there are guys that have those different qualities, and if that's what you're looking for, that's what you want, then there's probably somebody out there that would have that quality and maybe not one of the other ones that you want. Maybe somebody else is looking for a different quality. They're all important, but you've got to prioritize somewhere. If you can't get everything, then you prioritize based on what you feel is most important to your team. Did Rodney Harrison fall into that category as someone that you brought in not just for his skill, but for his mental toughness? Yeah, I mean, Rodney Harrison had, I mean, you're talking about a Pro Bowl player. So he was fast, he could cover, he could tackle, he's tough, he was instinctive. So you could check a lot of boxes with him. I'd say those are the fairly easy ones. The harder ones are the ones who are, this guy's got this box, the next guy's got that box, and this guy's got another box. When you get that player, you're going to be saying, well, he doesn't do this, but he does do that. So you take him for what he can do, not for what he can't do. If you want to focus on what he can't do, then you probably shouldn't take that player. You should take another player who checks the box that you want to check. Did you ever try to increase the team's toughness this offseason? Definitely, yes. If you want a tougher team, you've got to bring in tougher players. If you want a faster team, you've got to bring in faster players. If you want a taller team, you've got to bring in taller players. You can't expect them to grow when they get here. You're not going to turn slow guys into fast guys. If a guy's a tough guy, he's probably going to be a tough guy on your team, whether he's coming out of college or whether he's coming out of, certainly in the NFL, the players are a little easier to evaluate because we've seen them in this competition. That's definitely a priority for us, to be a tougher physical team. And therefore, whenever we talk about bringing players onto the team, part of the conversation is, you know, will this guy make us a tougher, more physical team? In the same light, if you want to be a faster team, then you ask the same questions. You know, this guy, if he's on the field, does that make us a faster team? Is there a team-wide mindset that can take place? Can it feed off a leader? You know, it's a good question. I think team chemistry is a very unique, it's unique and it's hard to precisely verbalize or quantify. My experience has been that everyone is different. Even the same team is different year to year because there is some situation or set of circumstances or whatever, and it might be beyond the control of the team or it might not, but they're all different. Even though you might have the same core group of players together in consecutive years, the other people that come into the mix, and sometimes the coaches, or sometimes the other people connected with the team, the trainers or equipment people, or just characters that somehow or another fit into the team that in one way or another affect the personality and the chemistry and the interrelationships that we all go through, especially when you have a 50-some man roster and 10-plus coaches and other people in the organization, you're getting up there around 70, 80 people that are together on a daily basis and go through a lot of things together. And how that chemistry works, it's different from year to year. And then when you change a couple of things in the situation, some event like Robert Edwards or some event that happens to be a particular player that's very unique to that season or that team that maybe no other team has experienced, things like that can affect it too. My attitude has always been to take the team and let them grow to their own personality. Try to give them some direction in terms of what we're looking for and what we think it takes to win, but count on the fact that you put in those roles will emerge as leaders. You know, I hate to overuse the word leader, because what I try to tell the team is that we're all stockholders. We all have a share of the team, regardless of whether you're a quarterback or a linebacker or a coach or whatever. We all own a share in it. We all contribute to it. Everybody's a leader. So just the way you go about your job and the way you approach what you're